This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on the line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy.
You're hearing the music heralding another hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. Who knows who else may wander in to our lives during this hour. Continuing to wander into our lives, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders. Yesterday, the Arizona primary. This is sort of here's looking at you, whether it's the male or female side of things. Arizona, Utah, Idaho. The Wild West hit the 2016 polls. Nobody was shocked. Donald Trump came out on top in Arizona. Voters are really into that big, beautiful wall that he aims to build on the Mexican border. And then there's Senator Cruz. If you want to lose, vote for Cruz. He got a win in Utah. Not really any surprise there. The people who love anybody but Trump, happy about that. They want to stop him from getting any more than the delegates. Yes, he's going to, well, he may not be able to lock up the nomination, but how do you deny him? That's the question, it seems, that comes out every time we talk about these things. Let's say he gets 1,100 or the majority. He's going to have the majority. So how do you keep him from getting it? If you're somebody that they like in the hierarchy of the party, great, you'll get in, but they don't like Trump because they can't control Trump. So they're going to do what they can to give him the old KO. Hillary Clinton won in Arizona, 60.3% of the vote there. Her Arizona win means that she'll end up with more delegates than Bernie did at the end of the day. She pitched a vision of her tackling Daesh as president, how she would do it. Sort of interesting. And, well, I'm going back to Sanders for a second here. Spent $1.3 million on advertising, which was twice what Mrs. Clinton spent there. But she has a history of success. She beat Obama there in 2008 in Arizona. Let's see, the Democrats competing for 159 delegates in Idaho, Arizona, and Utah. The situation, however, yesterday, it seems to me anyway, in my judgment, was overclouded by what went on in Belgium. I don't think there's too much of it. What are you going to, under the circumstances, you're going to be interested in how Trump did and Cruz and Kasich and that sort of thing. But then when you get right down to brass tacks, isn't what happened in Brussels yesterday more important to the future of the world and who the president? There are those who would argue that the most important thing is the presidency of the United States. Well, that may be to us, but for a lot of people around the world, it is much, much more difficult, much more focused. There was an interview that we managed to get a hold of from one of the affiliates of this program, KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska. There's a fellow there named Scott Voorhees who had on Eric Bakker, who actually was in the airport when the attack happened. And he talked about how much more secure airports are here than they are over there.
There was absolutely nothing any different today before the bombing than any other day.
No. Not at all. But I have to say, if I compare the security on the European airports compared to the American airports, that's a big difference. For instance, I came now from Orlando, and as well on Orlando Airport as on Newark Airport, it takes about an hour before you're through security. And you guys take it way more serious than over here. I mean,
what is the security like in, for example, at the Brussels airport?
Well, it's just less. I don't know the exact how to say that in English, but for instance. In the States, I always get this body scan, and that's not the case in Brussels. Sometimes you get body scans, sometimes just the metal detector. And in the States, they always come with a piece of paper and touch your fingers and then put that in a machine to see if you've been in contact with some explosives. That's never done at Brussels Airport. And I never see at Brussels Airport people with guns walking around that make you feel safe, you know, and if I compare that to the States, I'm not saying that it's easier to do something like this in Brussels than it would be in the States, but it's just something that I notice.
All right. So that's the story from stateside. Let's move around the world a little bit. You know that I like to get a universal approach, take a universal approach to all of this. So we found a piece of sound from an Australian talk radio host named Neil Mitchell, who was talking in his program to an analyst named David Wright Neville about what Australia's response ought to be to the attack in Brussels.
Is there a message for Australia? What do we do? How do we react? Do we change anything?
Well, I'm not sure that we can change too much. Certainly the main message is that we need to remain vigilant. Because we're naive if we assume that these networks and this type of ideas that motivate the people in Brussels won't resonate with a community here. They do, and they will. I think the difference is that within Australia, the communities tend to be better, like the United States to some degree, but communities tend to be more integrated. And so it's harder for those who share these ideologies to forge sort of communities of support. It's harder for them to hide. The communities are more likely to dob them in and to work more cooperatively with the police and the intelligence services. So it's not as friendly an environment to operate here in Australia, but nevertheless, the risk is still there and the threat is still there.
All right, 14 past the hour. You make up your mind to share your thoughts if you'd like. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or 888-302-Doug. Jennifer is still suffering, and for another week will probably be out because of her eye retina problem. Rich is off for the rest of the week, so Kara and I are here. Let me focus with you at 14 past the hour on Good Day on your hair. Your hair. This product, Provia, that I've been talking about on the air, I don't know, a couple, 3 years now. Provia will help reduce premature hair loss. If you have thinning hair, listen to me for about 60 seconds. Tell you the story about Provia. It strengthens your hair follicles, cleanses the pores on your scalp. It does three things. Cleans out the pores. If you've used cheap shampoos over the years, anything that looks creamy, not good. It's cheap. And it may clean your hair, but it also plugs up the pores so the follicles of hair can't grow through when the old hair falls out. That's what happens. Our hair falls out, skin changes, all the cells in our body change, some of them every 3 seconds, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever it is. But everything gets replaced, and that includes your hair. So if the pores on your hair, on your head rather, that the hair comes through under your scalp are plugged up, hair can't get through. And therefore, when the old hair falls out, the new growth can't come in. You are cooked. Unless you're using Provia to cleanse the pores and strengthen the follicles, give your hair a stronger, fuller, more vibrant look. It has in one of the components of it, a sort of a volumizer like you get with some conditioners and shampoos, so that what you have there looks thicker and richer than it is. While the new hair is coming in, You've cleansed your pores and your scalp, so you're going to look better at the end of the day for sure. Maybe not at the end of the day, but at the end of 3 or 4 months, or your money back. 800-525-8319. Order this product direct from the manufacturer now. Get your hair back or you get your money back. Simple. 800-525-8319. It's worth, I think, people who really look good, that million-dollar look is so satisfying for everybody. So when you call now and order at 800-525-8319, tell them you're listening to me. They'll give you a bottle of the new Provia, the concentrated Provia. So you get two bottles for the price of one for faster results. Get that hair back or get your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminates, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
18 past the hour on Good Day. Names in the news. Rob Ford. Remember him? Former mayor of Toronto. Died yesterday at the age of 46. Remember how heavy he was? Used drugs, drank too much, ate too much, got cancer. He was the one who, his election slogan in Toronto was "Stop the gravy train." But he was more probably famous for being caught on video a lot of times while he was either really very drunk or he was smoking crack, knocking over a city councilwoman, making comments.
It's a reality show.
Right, it did,
but
yeah.
Maybe that's politics in general.
Yeah, right. Speaking of reality shows, the next half hour we have the story of Sarah Palin, who apparently has signed a deal to host her own reality courtroom show. Her husband, Todd, is in the hospital after his snowmobile accident, so she was visiting him, and then she announced she was going to give Judge Judy a run for her money. I'm not too sure that's going to be very successful for her, but good luck in trying. All right, also in the news, David Petraeus. Remember him, the director of the CIA, decorated general. There's a new book called Collateral Damage, written by a lady named Jill Kelly, that includes a lot of emails and text messages that were exchanged between General Petraeus and his lady friend. Also, a lot of other people who were the recipient of his largesse, if you will. He admitted in an email that he had committed something terrible and dishonorable by having the affair. So it's all about the affair, the affair, the affair, and more of the affair. If you're interested, again, the book's called Collateral Damage, about General Petraeus.
Oh,
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time for us now to have some fun with music, as most of the hours at this point in the hour see a focus on music in one way or another. These next few minutes will be focused on bringing you a recount of the top five songs from this week in 1986, starting with the number five tune by Prince, who was with the Revolution at that time. He was not formally known as Prince. He was just Prince with the Revolution. This song is called Kiss, so crank it up, Kara.
I know how to undress me. Yeah. I want to be your fantasy. Maybe you could be mine.
Do both women and men like Prince? Is it unusual for me? I think there's a lot of stuff Prince has done over the years that actually is quite good. Kara, you are a little young for Prince, unless you like some of the moldy, oldy, goody goldies we have in our rusty rack of wrinkle records.
I think most people like him, and I think even if you're not a big fan of his music, you at least have a respect for him.
And you know who he is.
I was telling Rich yesterday that I saw SNL last year, or in 2000.
Can you say that on the radio?
Can I?
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
And Prince was performing.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it was actually, I've seen him and Rich hasn't.
All right, so number five position this week, 1986, musically in the pop world, Prince was number five. John Cougar Mellencamp was number four. Great tune. Rock and roll, wake yourselves up. R-O-C-K in the USA. This is, let's see, he went through how many different stages? He was John Mellencamp, then he was John Cougar, then he was John Cougar Mellencamp. Still successfully performing, has a lot of energy. I like this, you can crank it up a little more. So what do you know about this song?
I don't know anything about this
song. Nothing.
I mean, I know some of his other songs, but...
Young Whippersnapper. All right, so there we go. Number four, John C. Mellencamp. Number three belongs to the group Atlantic Star. Sappy song. I never went for this one. All right, let's get from sap to the heart of the matter. Number two, the group heart. Good song. Good pop song. Everybody agree on that? I don't know when I say everybody, I mean Gara. And everybody else who's listening that likes this sort of thing. How many women were there? I think there were 3 women in this group, if I'm not mistaken. If I was wrong, nobody's going to know it because nobody's here to argue with me.
Yeah, I know specifically about the 2 sisters who are in it, but...
There's one more somewhere. I may be wrong. If it is a misstatement, it'll be the first time today, perhaps this week, this month, this year, that I've made a mistake on the air. So, let's keep moming, shall we? That's number 2. Number 1 belongs to Falco. For some reason, I'm thinking that the movie about Mozart, Amadeus, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, was popular when this song came out. I may or may not be right with my memory, but anyway, who's going to care that much? This was number 1 during this week in 1986 by Falco. Rock Me, Amadeus. You can crank this up, Karen. So one wonders from time to time whether or not age impacts your musical preferences. Some say yes, some say no. There are a lot of people who are my age who think this is A-OK, who think all of these tunes are A-OK. And then there are a lot of people who say, these have no relevance at all anymore. But, Kara, you'd say these songs have some relevance, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I like all of these songs, too. So.
All right, would they be on your iPad?
If I had an iPad, maybe.
Well, this is a Christmas present for you. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a cat uses her tail for balance, but she also uses it to convey her thoughts, moods, and even intentions. Here are some common moods that cats portray with their tails, and you should wash your cat's butt every once in a while. You can learn a lot. Agitated cats wave their tails back and forth from the base. Generally, a cat swishes her tail more rapidly and broadly as she becomes more and more upset. If a cat sees something interesting, she will often stick her tail straight in the air and bend its tip. When a cat is frightened or attempting to avoid a confrontation, she will often fluff her tail, which she will turn and tuck in between her back legs as a sign of submissive behavior. And when a cat is happy to see you, she'll often hold her tail straight in the air. Often the cat will also twitch the tip of her tail in excitement. You might notice this behavior when you first come home after a day's work. And when a cat swishes the tip of her tail, she's letting you know that she's annoyed. For example, if you're petting your cat and all of a sudden you see that swish, perhaps it's time to stop petting, give her a treat, and walk away. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need 1 8-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminates, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, joined by several friends. Kara Schillen is in the studio in Washington. Rich is gone for the rest of the week. I don't know where. Didn't he go with his kids to someplace? Where did he go, Kara?
I'm not sure.
He went to New York City.
Oh, UNORC. He went to UNORC City. Okay, with the children. Now, speaking of children, my best friend from many years of having traveled down the road to obscurity, here he is. Is that microphone working?
Turn it up a little bit.
Turn it up.
Hello. Is that better?
Yeah.
Easy for you to say.
Brand new microphone. You got new glasses. The audience is not too familiar with Bob Kay.
Let's hope not.
Because he works behind the scenes.
Oh.
He's my backup man. He travels.
Pardon?
Far. All right. So there's not too much inside baseball here. Kara gets to listen to Bob and I every once in a while talking about things that are going on. Sometimes we argue a bit. We fuss and fight because we're like a couple of old married codgers who have known each other for a long time. That's not important for the audience to know.
No, too much inside.
For any other reason that some of the comments that you make about some of the things that we're talking about may have certain amount of relevance based on your seniority status.
Nothing that I say has much relevance to anything.
No, let's not put yourself down. So that microphone sounds okay. Kara, how's that microphone sound, all right?
Yeah, sounds okay now.
Huh, it sounds wonderful. Doesn't my voice sound natural?
All right, time for us to get to our television news before we get to Dr. Ron Hoffman, who will be talking with us about the discussion that's been going on the last 24 to 48 hours about Percocet. But first, if I have the television theme, it would be nice. I don't need it, but I kind of feel comfortable with it, you know what I mean? So, Ellen DeGeneres had Harrison Ford on her program yesterday. They were talking about the is this a spoiler alert? Anybody who hasn't seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Harrison Ford was Han Solo. He got killed by Darth Vader's bad kid, right? So, we're all done with that?
It was Harrison Ford's kid.
Harrison Ford's kid? Yeah, that's right. It was his. Well,
it wasn't Darth Vader's kid. It was his kid.
That's right.
With Leia.
Yeah. That's right. His kid with Leia. But he was made to be or meant to be like a younger Darth Vader, right? That was, I think, sort of.
Yeah.
what that was supposed to be. So anyway, Ellen talked to Harrison Ford about the next Indiana Jones movie.
Congratulations. The movie made, as I said, over $2 billion. So now you're rich. It's a payoff because the first movie, you made $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
That's true, right?
Yes, it is true.
$1,000 a week for the first movie?
Yeah.
This one, you made more?
More.
Yes.
A little bit more.
Yeah. So let's talk about now. Someone we're not going to talk about why, because I don't know if everyone, it seems like everyone's seen the movie, but they are now auditioning a new Han Solo. They're, right?
No.
No. No. It seems. It
not,
seems
not
like.
A, not a, a new.
No.
So a young.
I see.
It's worse than that.
Oh.
It's a young Han Solo.
There's a lot of people auditioning.
Are there?
Yes. A lot of people want to play that role.
I'm flattered.
What tips do you have for them?
Don't do it. First, you know, it seems like everything's going swimmingly, and you put in 25, 30 years, and then they just let you go.
just yeah. After 25 or 30 years.
And they show you the doors.
So. Yeah, well.
We're done with you. Thanks very much.
But there's other things you can do now. You also are doing another Indiana Jones. This is the fifth one. I've counted. It is.
Five.
Now, what can you tell us about this new one? Anything?
No.
Okay.
So, this brings
great.
Now I'm remembering, huh?
Great interview.
I remember how bad an interview he is. He doesn't like to do these interviews.
Yeah.
And it was pretty pretty obvious there. He wasn't buying into the conversation. But at any rate, the important thing is that the attention on Indiana Jones and the movie is appropriate. It's kind of a good cool. Speaking of new things.
This was television news.
Yes. Well, he was on television.
Oh.
Therefore, the tie-in model.
I see. It's a stretch, but it's okay.
Sarah Palin is set to star in a new courtroom reality show similar to Judge Judy, or so People reports. She's going to give Judge Judy a run for her money. Yes or no, thumbs up or thumbs down on this, Judge Judy or Sarah Palin? How many people in favor of Sarah Palin? Raise your hands. Huh, let's see, do my hands out there. How about Judge Judy? Yay!
Woo!
Yeah, Judge Judy is 77 years old.
Good for her.
Judge Judy has been on the air for 24 years. Judge Judy has made almost $1 billion being Judge Judy. What's Sarah Palin going to do to offset that? By the way, she was in Florida campaigning for Donald Trump. She went to see how her husband was because he got hurt in a snowmobile accident. And then, strangely enough, the next thing she talked about wasn't her husband, but this new TV report. She doesn't have any legal background. She has no judicial experience, doesn't have a law degree. A source close to the program said her quote-unquote telegenic personality, wide appeal, and common sense make her a natural for this type of program. So, once again, all those in favor of Sarah Palin, raise your hands. Okay. So we'll move on, shall we?
Yes, let's do.
Richard Belzer.
Oh.
Known as
Bowser.
Munch.
Bowser.
He was Bowser, too,
yeah.
Right. But he retired from Law and Order a couple of years ago because he's 60, I think at the time, 67, 68. He said, I don't want to do TV anymore. But then, every once in a while, a carrot is dangled in front of him, and he decides to return. So the report this week is that he'll be back with his character on an upcoming episode of SVU in May. Is that exciting or what? Perhaps or what? Channing Tatum and his wife teaming up for a new dance program.
Ooh.
On NBC. NBC.
GEC.
Let's see.
The notes.
GEC are the notes.
That's the musical notes.
NBC.
GEC.
Well, because it was General Electric at first.
Yeah.
How about that for a
Those are actually the musical notes. A little bit of trivia there for
Thank you
that you really didn't care about.
Yeah. Details of this program limited. The feature will also have Tatum in some kind of on-camera capacity with his wife. His wife is a judge, a mentor. They both are quite quite good dancers, apparently. Yeah. They met on the set of their dance film Step Up in 2006, and so it's been uphill from there. I think she has danced with him. I'm not sure whether she was a part of Magic Mike or not. Did you ever see that movie?
I visited the first one. I saw the second one.
Yeah.
She wasn't in that, but they did do, I don't know if you ever watched the lip sync battles. But
yes,
they did
I like
one
that.
Of those together.
Yeah.
Like and yeah, they were in the first movie, and I think they've been married since then. So they're both pretty good dancers.
Do you like the lip sync show?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. It's pretty fun.
It's clever. I think that Ice-T, good Doug.
LL Cool J.
Does an excellent job. He's very likable.
Very talented.
Yeah, he is very talented. Margot Robbie, who is in the flick with Tina Fey, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, which was given, the movie was given to the movie because, the movie was given to the movie, good. Mm-hmm. The title was given to the movie because of the first letters in those three words. That's really what it means.
Oh,
you didn't know that, did you?
It's all clear to me
How
now.
About that? You didn't know.
I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree.
It's early in the morning. So anyway, Margot Robbie is going to play Tonya Harding in the story of her life. She was the figure skater, remember? Best known for her role in the 1994 scandal where she bopped Nancy Kerrigan, or she actually hired a man to break her leg before going to the Olympics.
That's more civil.
Lots of class.
Yeah.
I think I remember interviewing her once, and she didn't have much more than Dems, Dats, D's, and Do's to add to the conversation.
Can I do a little shout-out here?
Yes, you may, Marvin. Yes.
To my favorite TV show, about the only TV show that I watch.
Yeah?
It's a...
What? Who? What?
It's a show called Angie Tribeca. It stars Rashida Jones, daughter of Quincy Jones,
right,
and Peggy Lipton.
Yeah.
And it's produced by Steve and Nancy Carell. And it's just a silly show like the old Police Squad. Makes no sense at all.
Really?
Her partner's name is Jay Giles, and they have a police officer every time they go out to a crime who throws up at the scene of the crime, even if it's a Jed Ventriloquist dummy.
Very charming.
It is just a silly show. It's too silly to be legal, I think. But
really?
It is my favorite show on TV. It's on Fox.
Right.
Angie Tribeca.
And when's it on? What nights?
It's on Mondays. But you can see it on demand. They've already got the first 11 shows available there, and you can go watch it. They have a lot of guest stars who just pop up. They don't even give them credit.
It's just a silly show.
It's a silly show, and no laugh track, so it's not going to be a success. It'll probably flop in its first season.
Those laugh tracks are awful.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Bob and I and Kara will be back. Dr. Ron Hoffman, in fact, joining us in a moment with a story on Percocet. Why is that in the news? What's the FDA doing with Percocet? Up next here on Good Day.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
45 after the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who's responsible for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. If you go to drhoffman.com, you'll find the newsletter, lots of information about what's going on in his office, his world. I find his medical approach to be healthy and important. The Percocet situation. Yesterday, the FDA rolled out new warning labels to help fight the rise in these prescription painkiller addictions. They say at the FDA, did I say the FBI or did I say the FDA? The FDA is who is working on this.
We sometimes refer to it as the FNDA.
The FNDA, yes, yeah. Right, exactly. They say the problems with Percocet have reached epidemic levels. Do you agree with that?
Yes and no. You know, so on the one hand, we have an epidemic of people addicted to these powerful drugs, drugs like Vicodin and yeah. Percocet and OxyContin. On the other hand, if you're in pain, it's getting harder and harder to get relief. And the tables were turned on me personally a couple of years ago when I broke my hip in a bicycle accident. It was a dumb thing. I fell down and my hip was broken. And I was in excruciating pain. I had an operation. And then I went to the pharmacy to get my prescription, and they gave me all kinds of flack. And I was in pain. I became irate. And I looked at myself and I thought, I, for all the world, look like a drug addict demanding drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But they put all kinds of obstacles in front of me, and they say, well, it's Sunday, you can't get your medication today because the pharmacist is not on duty. We'll have to call a doctor. The doctor's not available. And I was in terrible pain. So, you know, we got to do something to reconcile.
So what did you do? What happened? What was the outcome of that?
Ultimately, I had to travel to another pharmacy. Mm-hmm. I had to page my doctor on a Sunday to get my medication.
Right.
My doctor was actually reluctant to give me the medication. He said, well, you know, I'm not sure I should give you these because... And I said, look, doc, I will tell you if I'm addicted and seek help. But I'm in excruciating pain. I need the medication for yet another round. And ultimately, I got my medication. But, you know, perhaps if I hadn't been a physician, he would have said, sorry,
yeah.
You're out of luck, Charlie, because yeah. You've been on that medication for 3 weeks.
So you believe the FBI to be doing good work here is appropriate?
This
I mean, the FBI.
Look, it's a difficult issue because, on the one hand, we need to contribute. It's ridiculous to give people medication year in, year out for pain and not address the underlying cause. Perhaps use methods like integrative methods, acupuncture,
yep.
Meditation, to get people off of drugs because otherwise they become lifelong disability patients.
Right. Yeah. Drains on society.
Yeah, and there's a secondary gain because, you know, they may feign disability in order to get their medications, and it's a big mess. So, you know, I don't know the answer. It's a tough question, but we got to look at the other perspective. There are a lot of people in serious chronic pain in America. They need medication. We need better drugs, less addictive drugs. But, you know, until that point, you know, perhaps we shouldn't restrict access, put somebody out.
Pain management has become an interesting specialty, has it not?
It is, but it's a tricky specialty to be in because on the one hand, you know, you're relieving the pain. On the other hand, you could be brought up on charges because you're a pill mill, mm-hmm. You know, so it's a tricky field for doctors to be in.
Yep. All right, next, from the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, the focus on allergies, the sneezing, wheezing, burning eyes, that sort of thing, itchy skin, hives, the histamine intolerance that I have is why I was attracted to this, yet another terrific article in the Hoffman newsletter, Intelligent Medicine, which you can sign up for at drhoffman.com. I don't know. As I read through this thing, I was trying to figure out what DAO is.
Okay.
Because I have all the signs that you've described here.
Well, it's an interesting thing. We tend to think of allergies as something coming from the outside. You know, you're either allergic to something in the air, you know, pollen, or you're allergic perhaps to a food. But the problem may be that you're building up histamine because you don't have enough DAO. Now, what DAO is, thiamine oxidase, it's something that's produced mostly in the intestine. It breaks down your histamine. It actually helps to take histamine out of the body so it doesn't bother you. And there's some people who either genetically or acquired they don't have enough DEO. So DEO for some people could be a magic substance that you can take by mouth before meals and it will bring down your allergy.
Can you get it at a health food store?
Yes, it's available over the counter. You can get it.
All right, so I should go get some of that.
You can give it a shot.
Every time I pick up a bag or anything, my arms, my chest get all red and itchy. And so this looks like I'm a candidate for that. All right, sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
I say hello. You do a good hello, Marvin. What's the...
Hello.
Hello.
Warren Eckstein. An English parrot.
Warren also is responsible for a book called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. Because he is the country's leading animal expert, we always talk in terms of dogs and cats, but goats and llamas and horses. I don't know if you, I've never asked you this. You ever done any cows?
You know, I've never done any cows. I remember when I was up in Cobleskill, a place we both know well, I was doing some work with the college up there, and they had a cow that was depressed, and I went over and did some work with that cow. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of cow behavioral problems that I'm aware of.
I can tell you, excuse me, about a few. There's a video of the day today at DougStefan.com you might want to check out from America's Funniest Home Videos. It features Buddy the Bulldog, who would rather sit than walk on the treadmill. I remember putting Charlotte on a treadmill once, and it was quite an experience to watch. She, when she was older, she would go into the water. They don't have these water treadmill, these like a big box that fills up with water. And the looks on her face were amazing. And you want to see some good looks.
She had the greatest face.
Oh, she had a wonderful face. A video of the day, anyway. Check it out. Buddy the Bulldog and his experience on the treadmill. Check that out at DougStefan.com. In a minute, I want to find out from Warren about how you do best exercise your dog. You see a lot of, not only bulldogs, but lots of dogs, just fat,
out of they're just out of shape and they die sooner. So I'm going to get Warren to help you understand why it isn't a good idea to give in to your dog's request to be eating 24 hours a day and what you can do to keep your dog in shape next year on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Krebel.
In a recent national survey, a majority of Americans said they felt less free than they were 5 years ago. Only 13% said they felt freer than before. It is so troubling that so many Americans fear the growing power of government over every aspect of their lives. But it is even more troubling that so many people think they can't do anything about it. Defending our freedom and passing it along to the next generation undiminished is the first responsibility of citizenship. We, the people, are the keepers of our own rights, not the government. We must look through the lens of liberty at every act of government, and when our freedom is threatened, we must act and tell the government no, not on our watch. Then we can leave the next generation more free, not less.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
All right, with a focus on our video of the day, a dog on a treadmill, how do you keep your dogs in shape, Warren? How do you advise others to keep their dogs, male, female, to make any difference? How do you keep them in shape?
You know, in 1977, I wrote my first book. It was called Pet Aerobics. They compared me to the Jane Fonda of the pet world, and it was really critical, and it's even more critical now because we're living in a latchkey pet society. The best thing to do is so many people take directions, and they'll feed their dog maybe once, maybe twice a day. And therefore, the dog's hungry. Even though they're getting all the nutrition they need, they're hungry, and a hungry dog can eat whatever's around, and that's where the weight gain comes from. So my suggestion is what I do. I feed my dog smaller amounts of food, 3 or 4 times a day. This way they're not always hungry and they're less apt to really be begging for food. Plus the exercise factor. You don't want to be a weekend warrior. Exercise your pets every single day for 10 or 15 minutes. It doesn't take long. But just the other day I was walking on Venice Beach and there was a bulldog alongside a bicycle with his tongue hanging out. Probably only rides with this guy once a week. So build it up gradually. Make sure if you're going to run with your dogs or exercise them, it's on grass or a soft area. The concrete can hurt their feet. And just use common sense. Now there are certain diseases that can cause weight gain, like thyroid, that's something you have to deal with the vet. But in common sense, smaller feedings, more exercise is the way to go. And I replace treats with those little baby carrots, and I think that makes a big difference as well.
Really? All right. There's a website called chickensoup.com, Chicken Soup for the Soul. There's a place in there for this new book from them, My Very Good, Very Bad Dog. If you haven't seen it, I think you will find the story about a puppy that was found in a dumpster and ended up being a service dog. Very good story. Warren Eckstein.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.